Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, a very special mini boner ep coming to you from the place I call home on Tuesday, January 8th, to Ocean's 13. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did two movie interruptions at the Sunray Cinemas in Jacksonville, Florida, with co-interrupters Rob Cantrell and Graham, bane of my existence, Elwood. On Saturday, we watched RoboCop, which does not hold up as well as I had hoped. And on Sunday, we did Dirty Dancing, which was a hell of a lot more fun than I expected it to be. You could say I had the time of my life. But please don't. Thank you to all who came, including the birthday girl, Carrie Spector, who tweeted about the show quite a bit. Thank you for that, and I hope to do it again someday, Jax. My iPhone recordings of the openings of those shows came out really hollow and garbled. It's a beautiful theater, but not a great spot for recording on an iPhone, so I will not be sharing those with you. It's a private experience that I had with my friends in Jacksonville. But the Benson Interruption Podcast episode 19 is now finally available in the Comedy Albums section of iTunes. Thanks for getting your shit together, iTunes. It's only $2 and features co-interrupter Sarah Silverman and interruptees Matt Myra, Jonah Ray, Kumail Nanjiani, David Huntsberger, and Greg Proops. Might be the best one ever. Saturday, January 19th, I'll be back at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard, finally taping the latest ending of the Tournament of Championships of the Leonard Maltin game from Doug Loves Movies at 4:20, schedules permitting. You know the drill. It's very hard to nail down these Tournament of Championships contestants, one in particular. And if for some reason he can't make it, I'll still put together a great show for you guys to come and see for $10. Tickets to that and all of my other tour stops are at DougLovesMovies.com. And I've started to clearly delineate between Doug Loves Movies taping, Benson Interruption taping, movie interruptions, which movies we're showing, and straight stand-up shows. So hopefully the thing you want to check out will be coming to your town, and my stand-up shows will always include some Len Maltin game at the end. So bring your name tags! Bring your name tags, Gotham! From the corrections department, Peter Boyle was in a movie in 1970 called Joe, and in 74 he was in a movie called Crazy Joe. So I was right, twice. And as I suspected, there is no movie called Hot Joe or Little Joe. Also, iRobotamianPictures should not have counted in build-a-title, because the movie's called iAutobianPictures, not iRobotamianPictures. Also, Killer Joe and Cujo could have gone at the front end of that build-a-title, as I've been told by numerous people on Twitter. For those of you who are wondering, here are the answers from the retired holiday-themed categories from the Leonard Maltin game. Noel, Noel, that was movies with no L in the title. I had picked Die Hard with a Vengeance from 1995. Falcon and the Snowman, that's movies with Tim Hutton and a snowman. The answer was Beautiful Girls from 1996. You knew that one. Second Helpings, that's Christmas movie sequels. Of course, I had to go with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York from 1992. Flu Season was movies where someone goes down a chimney, and that had to be How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 2000, which I'm happy to say Leonard Maltin gave 1.5 stars. I'd go less. Clear and Present Manger, that was movies with Christmas presents. I went with A Christmas Story from 1983, which Leonard gave 4 stars, and I find incredibly overrated. I'd give that 1.5 or 2 stars. And Xmas Movies, that was films with an X in the title. I went with The X-Files, I Want to Believe, from 2008. Don't forget that Doug Loves Movies tapings on Tuesday nights at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles will now happen at 7 o'clock and not 7:30. 7 o'clock, you'll be done by 8, unless you have a ticket for the stand-up show immediately following called Put Your Hands Together, and in which case you could stay right there and have a great seat for what promises to be a great comedy show in the tradition of Comedy Bang Bang and Comedy Death Ray. So I hope to see you guys there tonight and all throughout the year. And as always, anyone who puts baby in a corner is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his